It's very difficult, very hard to say that the condition have improved. But what one could say that there has been a lot of work done to make sure that we are in the process of improving the conditions.
Could you give me an idea of what work has been done to improve conditions? Exactly what has changed?
As you may recall, as soon as we have the collapse of the Rana Plaza, the Director General, Guy Ryder, asked me to quickly go down there and work with the authorities and the social partners, together with the international community, trying to see how we can really assist the government and the people of Bangladesh to improve and the overall situation. Since then, as I was saying, a lot has been done. They have passed a new labor law as of July 15. We were not fully satisfied, but we do acknowledge that there has been a lot of improvement. And there has been the compact signed with the European Union on July 8th, whereby the government takes a lot of commitment, and so far they're doing their best to fulfill those commitments. Obviously, we have the accord signed by UniGlobal and Industrial, the international union, with about 100 international buyers now, and most of them are European, but they are not limited to European companies. We also have the Alliance Initiative, which essentially is North American buyers, plus ILO's program to really start the inspection of the buildings. Now, the program that we are launching will essentially have four or five major component. The huge major part of it is the beginning of the inspection of the factories. We are starting the inspection of those factories together with the colleague from the Alliance will be covering more or less 500 or 600 factories. The accord, which is signed by Industrial and UniGlobal and the, as I said, about a 100 brand, will be covering somewhere in the vicinity of 1600 factories. So the ILO will be covering the remaining out of the total 3,500. If I can summarize it, I would say that the lights are flashing, the gates are down, and the train is about to kick off.
How much remains to be done?
There is a lot. We're talking about roughly 3,500 factories that are active. They all have to be inspected. And the inspection of building is not ILO's domain of expertise. We are working with the other members of the international community and with the University of Buwit and other scholars that are really in engineering to have the work done. So that can take several months. Then the second part, as part of building the capacity, implementing the new law, as I was saying, we really need to look at beefing up the labor inspectors. So we have the labor inspection, which is a major component of our program, and have them train, strengthen the government capacity. Fighting against corruptions within the inspection domain is going to be another dimension. It's not part of our program we are launching, but as part of the issue that one has to work with. And moving forward, it's going to be essential for us, and it's part of our program to really assist the workers, the national unions, as well as the national employers to better organize themselves and have a very serene social dialogue. Social dialogue is going to be at the heart of the solution and moving forward.